FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A toddler's recovering in hospital after a near-drowning incident in Kloof. Medics say the girl, who's about a year old, was rescued from a swimming pool at a private residence in Springdale Road this morning. ALS paramedics spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the family began performing CPR immediately.
Advanced life support paramedics arrived on the scene together with VEMA paramedics to find that the child was well awake and crying. The child was in a stable condition and was transported by ALS paramedics to a nearby hospital for a further checkup. This shows the importance of people knowing CPR. CPR does save lives.
The KZN government says it will continue to clamp down on any non-complying food handling facilities, manufacturers and retailers. Yesterday was the last day for spaza shop owners to register their businesses with municipalities or face closure. Newswatch's Tsenokutle Malinga reports.
The registration was announced by the president last month as part of government's efforts to combat a surge in foodborne illnesses. Several children have died this year and scores others have had to get medical treatment after allegedly consuming contaminated food bought from local shops and vendors. In Eteguini, 2,500 spaza shops were registered with the city last week. But Premier Tamin Duli has voiced concern over the extent of non-compliance he says they witnessed during inspections. Tsenokutle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And Eteguini Mayor Cyril Xaba says he's confident that the city will attract over 1.3 million holidaymakers this festive season. He says the accommodation occupancy rate in Durban is expected to reach 75%, but he hopes the figure rises to 90%.
We are actually calling upon people to come in their numbers. They will be park and ride, and they will ensure that we control the access into the city so that people have their whole promenade, their whole beach to themselves.
And abroad, allegations made against Sean Diddy Combs could be just the tip of the iceberg, according to a lawyer representing an alleged survivor. He's currently in jail awaiting trial over criminal charges of sex trafficking, which he denies. Attorney Lisa Bloom represents a singer who filed a civil lawsuit against the rapper. She thinks many more accusers will come forward.
I have no doubt that there are hundreds more people who have these types of allegations of sexual assault, physical violence, threats, sex trafficking against Sean Combs and people associated with him, and that many are just too afraid to come forward.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour: a toddler's recovering in hospital after a near-drowning incident in Kloof, west of Durban. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.